Better pray, huh?
Yeah, Lord, help us to remember that we are your kids and that with Christ we can do all things. We're looking at a new book for us, Lord. This series coming up looking at the book of Exodus. Help us today to learn, Lord, what it is you need us to learn so we can be of maximum service to you and to others. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'm giving away money this morning, proving that it pays to go to church. Ready? First off, Exodus. It's the second book of the Bible. Yes, I have more than $2, but I have two. Exodus, second book of the Bible. Did you know that Exodus, of all the books of the Old Testament, has the most miracles? Dollar question, ready? Who wrote the book of Exodus? Raise your hand and don't yell it out loud. Who wrote the book of Exodus? That's right. You heard the kid say it? It's Moses. Your kid's so bright. Did you hear that? Yeah. We had a nice translation. Here, good job, man. Okay, now here's this for another dollar. What does Moses' name mean? Did you hear it? Drawn out. Yeah, Moses means drawn out. Boy, your kid is really smart. You pray with him out. It's because of the good-looking beard. I knew it. Yeah, I'm jealous. So Moses, drawn out. I want you to come back next week because you're going to find out about this Moses character being drawn out of what? What's that river called? Thank you so much. So I think it's fair to say that Moses was the first recorded basket case ever in the Bible. Oh, they get worse. Hold on. The book begins with this reading that Pastor read so beautifully. It begins with forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. Huh. A new king rose up in Egypt who did not know Joseph. I love the fact that he's unnamed. Unnamed Pharaoh. One of the most common character defects as human beings is that of ingratitude. Right? People, we either don't acknowledge the good another does for us, or we quickly forget it on purpose. I don't know what it is about us. This no-name Pharaoh forgot all that the Israelis had done through Joseph and brought him all this stuff and this and that, and now here comes this weirdo, evil, non-named Pharaoh. We earthly human beings, we quickly forget the good others have done for us, right? And the bad, then we remember that more than what the bad they have done to us. So just so we're clear, as you read this book, remember this no-name Pharaoh and not the Egyptians initiated a campaign against the Israelites that ultimately ended up in what? To include an attempted genocide. Evil. Evil. The terrible truth is, human beings, we are capable of inflicting massive evil on this world. The Israelites are now in slavery. And it was out of fear and anger, I think, that this unnamed Pharaoh wanted to murder. He ordered a law and said, murder all the baby boys. Murdering children. That's evil. That's evil. Ha. Huh. But then, in come the midwives. Yes, and they're strong and they're determined. Don't mess with Israelite midwives. Their names, this will be on the final. Their names are Shepha and Pua. So when you get up there, what was the midwife's name? Oh, Shifa and Pua. Or if you say Shifra, they'll let you in too, but it's Shifa. Yeah. They save the babies, it says, because twice in what we read, twice it says in verse 17 and 21 that they feared the Lord. The fear of the Lord. It's designed, I believe, to be not, I'm afraid of God. No. It signifies a deep awe, a sense of authority, a reverence, a respect for God's holiness and God's power and his authority. The awe inspires us the desire to obey God's commands. Live according to his will. Avoid sin. This is the same God who gave us the 10 suggestions. Commandments, that's it. It's not just in this book, but what other book of the Bible has the 10 commandments? I'm giving away $3 today. What other book in the Bible lists the 10 commandments besides Exodus? Who said Deuteronomy? Right there, way to go, Rev. Absolutely. He cheats, he's a reverend, he read the Bible. Yeah, yeah, buck's a buck. Oh, you said it, okay, good, yeah. Deuteronomy also has the 10 suggestions in it, given to us to help us in our relationship with God and with others. The fear of the Lord, respect, adoration, the same God, right? Who says in Deuteronomy, love your neighbors as yourself. In Leviticus, that comes from Deuteronomy, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. It's in the Hebrew Scriptures. Before Jesus, well, Jesus was actually there in the beginning. We could talk for hours on that, but you want to go eat food. This is not some sense of fear, anxiety about punishment, but rather a profound sense of us and awe and wonder about God's presence of justice, and that leads to what? Humility and wisdom and a loving relationship of respect and adoration and joy by fearing the Lord. A reverence, a wonder. I think it's Proverbs 9:10 that says what? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? You see, here's the deal. God loves us, and only God knows why. And God loves us not just as an old buddy and pal. God is God, and we are not. I have a cup that one of my buddies gave me. I go to those anonymous meetings. It says on the backside, get off the cross, we need the wood. We need to quit playing God, right? The fear of the Lord teaches us to recognize that there's this bridge between the creator and the creature. We are God's children. Did you hear that? We saw it. Huh? Shifa, Pua. The relationship with the Lord was more important, obeying God more important than obeying this bad, evil man named no-name Pharaoh. This fear gave the midwives the strength to carry out what is, what, as far as we know, the first recorded act of civil disobedience. They remembered. They remembered. Isaiah 49, verses 15 and 16 says this. God says, can a woman forget her nursing child from her womb? And then it says, I will not forget you. You see, I have inscribed your name on the palms of my hands. You are continually before me. Says so right in the book. You are not forgotten. You are remembered. You are loved. You are a child of God. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead for you too. Please have a lovely rest of your day. And if it's not too late, I think Pastor Olson Pop is turning the corner on the marathon. She's running today, so pray for her. And then would you mind standing and singing our closing hymn? Great to be with you.